The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Go over there and take a look at all the, I'm going to say hundreds of pieces I've put up there. Very good, informative stuff, if I do say so myself. Today, we are going to be talking about parsley. I have written about parsley before, but never have I done it this way. So, last week, I had received an email from the California-based seed company, Renee's Garden. They were suggesting to gardeners, specifically, you know, gardeners in places that have a continued growing season, fall through beginning of winter. Hey, they said, now is a time to sow a batch of parsley. I certainly can't do that where I am in New England. It wouldn't get very far. But anyway, they were suggesting that, hey, plant some parsley now and order our seeds, which is fine. They can do that. But they were suggesting several types of parsley varieties that people could purchase from their site. And I was surprised that they suggested curly parsley. I was thinking, why on earth would someone want to grow an herb that is used as a garnish? It just sits on your plate. And then I was surprised that I was surprised at their suggestion. I was being judgy and I was embarrassed for myself. And then I thought, you know, I am going to just examine why it is I'm judgy against curly parsley. What is curly parsley used for? I was thinking, I'm going to find out. And wouldn't you know, I did find out the differences and I thought I would tell everybody about it. First thing to know, flat-leaved parsley is also known as Italian parsley, and curly parsley is known as French parsley. Other than those differences in names, there are some other differences. Let's go over them. So, there is a difference in appearance and texture. Obviously, one is flat-leaved and one is curly. Right there. So the flat-leaved parsley has a smooth, mostly, more often times, darker green to their leaves. Many folks, including myself, can easily confuse its flat leaf shape with that of cilantro. I've done it numerous times. I've brought the wrong one home from the grocery store. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I do it often. The curly parsley will never be confused with cilantro. Why? Because it's curly and its color is also somewhat lighter green. Definitely lighter green than its flat cousin. Also, for me, its tight curly leaves kind of make it a bit more difficult to chop, number one. And number two, I just don't like the way it feels on my tongue when I'm eating it, if I don't chop it. So, but that's just a textural feel thing. Okay, moving on to more differences. Flavors and uses. So when it comes to using parsley in cooking, I feel that more people use the flat-leaved parsley. And it just seems to be favored above the curly. And that is because it has a clean, slightly peppery flavor. It's a little assertive. You know, if you put a lot of parsley in a dish, you know it. However, this assertiveness holds up well to cooking and use in warm or hot dishes. That's why you'll see it on top of soups and stews, and also integrated directly into dishes such as sauces, chimichurri. It's really good in chimichurri, and I use it quite a bit in tabbouleh. I think you're supposed to use it in tabbouleh. If you've never made tabbouleh, I suggest you do. It's very good. I myself am looking for a easy to make chimichurri recipe. I'm sure there's one out there. Okay, moving on though to curly parsley. Curly parsley is a little bit milder. In fact, much milder, right? If you eat it raw, it has a little bit of a grassy flavor, maybe even a little bit of a bitter flavor, not as assertive. If you chop it finely and add it to salads, that's pretty good. I don't know if I would do that necessarily with parsley. Well, no, tabbouleh, right? Anyway, it's a little bit, like I said, a little bit harder to chop. But the thing about curly parsley is it does not lend all that much flavor to something that is cooked. That's why the cooked dishes have flat leaved and the raw dishes tend to have curly. And as I said, I do not appreciate its texture on my tongue. I just don't. But that's okay. Now, let's move on to growing curly parsley versus flat-leaved. When it comes to the garden, they're both easy to grow. That's about it, right? I have never grown curly parsley, but they say that the flat parsley tends to be a bit more heat tolerant and faster to mature than the curly cousin. Curly parsley does have one characteristic that flat-leaved parsley does not have. And that is, it's just more visually interesting in the garden. You know, it's got that curliness to it. And I've seen several different varieties of curly parsley, and each one curls a little bit tighter. Like, there's one that's curly, and then there's one that's, like, curlier. Both look great in a vegetable garden. You know, it just adds such interest to what would otherwise be just flat leaves in your garden. And if you put it in a mixed container, let's say you add some curly parsley to a container with some Swiss chard, and maybe some of those, like a tiny miniature tomato, and add in a couple of like little flowers in there, really nice. It's that green textural element that really makes it pop. So, curly parsley, much more visually interesting. I'll give it that. Now, when you grow parsley, whether it is curly or flat, you're going to get a lot of it. I tend to grow a lot of parsley and it just explodes. However, my neighborhood groundhog has been snatching it before me, so I haven't had an excess of parsley in a while. However, if you end up with an excess of parsley, you can preserve it. And again, there is a difference in how you preserve flat-leaved parsley compared to preserving curly parsley. And here's the difference. You can freeze the flat-leaved types, and it'll keep its flavor and color for a while, right? So chop it up and maybe freeze it in an ice cube tray with a little bit of olive oil or some water. So when you throw it into a dish, it still has that green color to it. And then the oil dissipates and the water evaporates. So very cool. Now curly parsley, that does not hold up to freezing. It is better to dry that in some way, whether you put it in a dehydrator or just let it dry on your countertop or something like that. Okay, to recap the preserving, you can freeze flat leaf. Yeah, that makes sense right there. It's something easy to remember. And then the curly parsley, you dry that. Okay, there you go. Now you know the difference between the two. Whichever you use, whether it's fresh or preserved, curly or dried, parsley only enhances the flavor to nearly anything that you cook. And remember, the flat leaf adds a little bit more flavor. That's it for me. You have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.